Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Leaving the Trump administration after pushing back on President Trump's latest signature legislation, a multi-trillion-dollar spending package that the tech mogul says contradicts their own goal of the Department of Government Efficiency, reducing the federal government size.
ABC's Irene Shaw. President Trump officially pardoned reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley Wednesday. The pair were serving time for tax evasion and bank fraud. Also announced pardons for former Republican congressman from New York Michael Grimm and former Republican governor of Connecticut John Rowland. Both had been convicted of tax fraud and other federal crimes. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tweeting Wednesday evening, the U.S. will begin aggressively revoking visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. This is ABC News. Another company lowers its yearly profit expectations. ABC's Sherry Preston.
Macy's sales and profit slipped in the first quarter, but actually it did better than most analysts had predicted it would in the first 3 months of the year. The retailer, which also owns Bloomingdale's, is citing more cautious consumers who they think might be worried that the Trump tariff policies will have a negative effect on the economy. Like other companies, including Walmart and United Airlines, Macy's is also trimming its profit forecast for 2025 because of uncertainty. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Disgraced ex-Congressman George Santos, former campaign treasurer Nancy Marks, was sentenced into 3 years probation for her role in fabricating campaign finance reports. She was also ordered to pay more than $178,000 in restitution. The Canadian province of Manitoba declared a state of emergency Wednesday over a number of increasingly dangerous wildfires. Prime Minister Mark Carney also agreeing to send in the military as fires forced 17,000 people in the fire's path to evacuate. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 70. It looks like patchy fog early, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. A slight chance of a shower this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 50. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy and warmer. A 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms and a high of 80. Friday night, any showers ending early, then clearing, a low of 53. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and mild. A slight chance of a shower in the afternoon and a high of 77. Sunday, 81 with isolated showers possible in the afternoon. Right now in Richland Center, after an early morning reading of 44, the air is calm and we're at 45 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Thursday, May 29th. It's time for us to officially mark the beginning of our broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding. Did the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe, till the storm passes by.
We start the day in a positive way with the Statler Brothers, Until the Storm Passes By. Before that, Pat Boone and our national anthem, and here we are. Again today, we get ready for the chores in southwest Wisconsin. It's a bit foggy out there. That's probably going to lift fairly soon, but me and the vibe were a little foggy as we made our way in today down the trail, but we're here to tell you about it. Here to tell you about lots of good things. In about 10 minutes, we'll check sports news, including another Brewer win. They're kind of back on track, at least when they play the Red Sox, they are. And a busy day for high school sports today as well, as we get underway with baseball and softball tournament action. And so more about that coming up. And all of the regular features from the action-packed Light in the Milk House show. Here is Rex Allen Jr.
When I was just a little boy, I learned to call the cows from Eddie Arnold, singing strong about the cattle call. And I'll never forget the pioneer singing, see the tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Every time that I hear Rex sing about his Arizona sky, or Roy and Dale's happy trails, they always bring a sigh. My throat gets tight, then the tears come. See them tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Can you hear those parts? Singing about cool, clear water, while they're heading for the last round of saddle with Jean. But days like that I live again only in my dreams. And when I hear Tex sing, I knew my heart comes tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Can you hear those parts? Singing about cool, clear water while they're heading for the last round up. Yes, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Don't even care. But come tomorrow morning, you won't find me anywhere. I'll be gone, long gone. You'll be calling me back, girl, but I'll be making tracks. Baby, I'm gone. Baby, I'm leaving on the next thing smoking. This time I'm gone and I ain't joking. Western Delta Continental, Amtrak, Greyhound, Avis rental. Well, I don't care where I'm bound, just as long as I'm leaving town, I'll be gone. On the next thing smoking. This time I'm gone and I ain't joking. Western Delta Continental, Amtrak, Greyhound, Avis rental. I don't care where I'm bound, just as long as I'm leaving town, baby, I'm gone. Well, I don't care where I'm bound, just as long as I'm leaving town, I'll be gone.
Joe Diffie on WRCO's Light in the Milk Cow Show, and the next thing smoking. Maybe it's your toast today, but don't be leaving on your toast. That's not a good way to travel. Coming up this weekend, the Call Park Spring Fish Boil, Saturday from 4 until 8. The suggested donation price is $15 per person and $7 for children 12 and under. The evening will also feature music from Crossfire from 5 until 9 o'clock. Also going on this weekend, the Bassword Church will be celebrating its 130th anniversary. Coming up Sunday, a worship service will be held at 10, followed with a dinner, a history presentation at 1, and a hymn sing to follow. All are welcome. The steeple is in need of repairs, and donations or memorials are welcome as well. So again, Basswood Church with its 130th anniversary, marked this coming weekend on Sunday.
I'm sitting here wondering who's with you tonight. I wonder who's there right by your side. Holding your hand, thinking that he understands. I wonder if you love me like I love you. You're my one and only love. You are all I'm thinking of. You're my every dream come true.
Thundercloud and the Chieftones, always welcome guests on The Light in the Milk House Show.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House Show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Start your morning the dairy best way at the 34th Annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 7th from 7 to 11 a.m. at Narrows Dairy, Nolden Family Farms in Rock Springs. Enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, sausage, cheese curds, Culver's custard, and more. Plus, live music, clogging, and visits from Alice in Dairyland and the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair. See robotic milkers in action and meet the cows at this working family farm. Tickets are available at the gate, just $10 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 11, and under 5 eat free. Follow the signs and find full details on the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Facebook page.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. WIAA Regional Championship softball games today in the area include Richland Center at Dodgeville tonight. That gets underway at 6 p.m. Also tonight, Ithaca will be hosting a regional tournament game, and that's going to be against Seneca, getting underway at 5 o'clock, and Kickapoo is at Brookwood tonight, starting at 5. The WIAA baseball tournament gets underway today with numerous games in and around southwest Wisconsin. On the national scene, the state scene, Caleb Durbin's sacrifice fly drove in the winning run for the Milwaukee Brewers, who earned their first sweep of the season with a 6-5 victory over the Boston Red Sox in 10 innings. For the second consecutive day, the Brewers won in walk-off fashion in extra innings. Christian Yelich's grand slam in the 10th gave them a 5-1 victory Tuesday night. Durbin's late-game heroics yesterday capped off a 2-hit, 3-RBI day and included a 2-run double that gave Milwaukee its first lead of the day. Tyler Alexander got the win. Justin Slayton took the loss. Elsewhere, it was a win for Pittsburgh over Arizona, 10-1. Miami 10, San Diego 8, and the Cubs beat Colorado last night, 2-1. In the American League, Tampa Bay 5, Minnesota nothing. Houston 5-3 over the Athletics. Toronto 2, Texas nothing. The Yankees 1-0 over the Angels. Interleague play, Cleveland 7, the Dodgers 4, Detroit 4-3 over San Francisco. The White Sox 9, Mets 4, St. Louis 6-4 over Baltimore. Kansas City 3, Cincinnati 2, Washington 9-0 over Seattle. From the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City over Minnesota, 124-94. And from the NHL playoffs, Florida 5-3 over Carolina. That's an update on sports.
Court in Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
45 degrees in Richland Center at 22 past 5. It's aerobic polka time, friends, never fear. It's time to get ready and do our workout with our friends from Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmick, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, warm up and stretch out here and get ready for the aerobic polka, which is just as exhilarating as a good game of pickleball. Here we go, a one and a two and a... there you go. Myron Florin and the Dance with the Devil polka right there on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. 525, here's Lynn Anderson.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take it, gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile.
Save your soul if you give him control. He'll be ready for that judgment day. That's all.
Jody Miller and Johnny Paycheck on WRCO Radio. Today, some patchy fog to get through early. It appears that that situation could be getting a little better. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds today, a high of 70 later. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 50. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy and warmer, a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms, and a high of 80. Saturday, 77, a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon, and Sunday, low 80s with isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. Right now, we're up a degree from the overnight low. It is 45 at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
There's higher interest in buying cattle even with higher interest rates. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A livestock economist says higher interest rates have been a limiting factor to herd expansion. Josh Maples with Mississippi State University says at current price levels, there's a lot of interest in buying cattle.
They talk to the lenders about what the rates are, and then they don't call back.
He tells Brownfield it's an added cost to production.
There's no doubt that that is a huge reason that we are not seeing the same sort of rapid expansion that we saw a decade ago. I really believe that. But I don't think it's a surefire reason that we're not going to expand the herd again.
Maple says the longer producers deal with higher rates, the more normal it becomes.
We'll see people push past them a little bit and be a little bit more willing to take them on.
The latest cattle on feed report indicated cattle supplies could get even tighter in the coming months. The July inventory report is the next opportunity to see if there's any expansion underway. The USDA will increase its reimbursement for state meat and poultry inspection programs. The CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture says that's appreciated. Ted McKinney tells Brownfield,
what this provides is the funding that gets FSIS right up to about the 50% level that's been the long-standing commitment.
When USDA started investing in the expansion of local meat processing during COVID, McKinney says the agency reimbursed states up to 50% of eligible inspection expenses, but funding for those investments haven't stayed current.
Now, this was nobody's fault. It just happened that way. And that's why we've been working on this issue for more than a year. We've worked that with both administrations. People are happy and they're wanting to expand more. But clearly, there has to be an inspector on those lines.
USDA has increased funding for state meat inspections, $14.5 million for the current fiscal year. McKinney says the additional increase in funding is for 1 year only, but Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says there's funding included in the fiscal year budget to reimburse states. A crop farmer in South Central Minnesota says local cash prices are decent. Tim Wabel of Cortland tells Brownfield the basis for soybeans is firming up.
Running a zero basis on the soybeans in the ADM and CHS in Mankato.
He says the best corn basis is about 60 miles away.
That'd be an 8-cent negative basis, and that would be the tightest basis of any place. Typically, I could get about 13, not real far away from here. So, yeah, the basis on corn is good, but I would have thought it'd been probably just a little bit better yet.
Wavell says there's some stored grain in his area, but a lot of corn and soybeans were sold over the winter. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet and cash hogs had no comparison. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade was relatively quiet Wednesday. Bids did surface in Kansas at $220 live and in Nebraska at $365 dressed. A few asking prices were noted at $222 live in parts of Texas, but the rest of cattle country was quiet. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until the last part of the week. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were steady. Steer and heifer calves were steady to weak. The USDA says demand was moderate on a very light supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 502 to 538 pounds, brought $380 to $405. Feeder steers, 884 pounds, brought $275. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 667 to 676 pounds, brought $300 to $304. Box beef closed sharply higher and higher with solid demand for decent offerings. Choice up 357 at 365.42. Select was 91 cents higher at 351.74. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down more than 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs had no comparison. With solid negotiated purchases, processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts Wednesday and moved more numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's helping provide price support. China did start making purchases of pork again last week. The industry is optimistic that domestic demand would see a boost with the return of the summer grilling season. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $87 to $102 and a weighted average of $98.29. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of $100.07, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of $99.85. Pork values closed lower, down $1.33 at $102.40. Bellies were sharply lower. Loins, hams, picnics, and butts were also lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and up about 6,500 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting on the week's direct business to develop. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed, mostly higher on spread trade, watching demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower on profit taking and the faster than average planting paces. July beans were 14 lower at 1048 and a half. August was down 12 and three quarters at 1045 and a quarter. July corn was down 8.5 at 451, and September was 4 lower at 429 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were lower, getting ready for that direct trade. June live is down $1.20 at $213.92, and August was $1.12 lower at $208.17. August feeders were down $2.52 at $295.62. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads and continuing to monitor demand. June hogs were $1.17 higher at $100.27. July was up $1.15 at $103.30. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
The good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to food. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers.
We spend about $1 trillion on food in this country every year, and then we spend about $1 trillion on the poor health impacts of that food that we've eaten.
That's Devin Clatell of the Rockefeller Foundation, who adds that the U.S. spends more on health care every year than any large, wealthy country in the world, yet has the worst health outcomes per capita.
Not only is diet a driver of poor health in this country, but it's also a tremendous driver of healthcare costs. So it turns out that we're quite good at paying for healthcare, but not particularly good at buying positive health outcomes.
Clatell says the problem, unfortunately, is greatest in the communities that can least afford it.
The burden of poor diet is not shared equally amongst different communities here in the United States. We know that certain communities suffer disproportionately from the health effects of poor diet, and those include rural communities, seniors, veterans, communities of color, and low-income households. And so those are many of the communities that we focus our work on.
The Rockefeller Foundation has partnered with organizations like the American Heart Association, the Veterans Health Administration, and others to fund food as medicine initiatives. There's still some hope of a turnaround, and I'll share that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
The laboratory has been ready for the state with the most dairy farms to begin milk testing. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A research veterinarian says Wisconsin's Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory is ready for the state's H5N1 milk testing. Dr. Keith Paulson tells Brownfield individual farms are being tested now, but farmers will not have to do anything extra to have the milk tested.
It's really not going to change your day-to-day business or the milk callers for that matter. And not all states are like that. Everyone's doing something just a little bit different. Wisconsin decided to use the model that Minnesota used. We just had to make it much bigger for our state.
Paulson says 10 labs handle milk quality testing for the state's 5,400 dairy farms. A portion of those samples will be sent to the diagnostic lab for the H5N1 test.
We actually send them the tubes that we want that are pre-labeled. Everything is very high throughput, and we want to make sure that it's a highly complex test that's done with very high quality, and it can get done fast.
Paulson says his lab will likely receive samples Tuesday through Friday each week and have test results from those samples the same day in most cases. Paulson says along with increasing biosecurity measures on the farm, he recommends producers work with their herd veterinarian to develop a plan outlining what they will do if there is an H5N1 detection. Cash dairy prices were mostly higher Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up 1.5 cents at 57, 2 sales there. 40-pound cheese blocks up 3 cents at 195, 16 sales recorded. Cheese barrels went unchanged at 186.5 with 1 sale. Butter prices went up 0.5 cent to 252.5, 12 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk up 1.5 cents at 128.5 with 2 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton with Timstock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a rainy day sale, but a good crowd. Large squares topped at $260 a ton and large rounds at $85 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesterton. Have a great day.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchie Lumber. Harchies have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchie Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
A high later of 70 degrees. It looks like a slight chance of a shower could happen this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 50. Right now in Richland Center, we're up 1 from the overnight low. It looks like the fog is starting to lift or is lifting in some areas. Right now, we're at 45. Light and the Milk Cow Show, Thursday edition. Here's Roger Miller.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-t
Let that be a lesson to you today. Roger Miller and Chug-a-Lug on WRCO reminding you the Boaz Lions Club invites you to tour the Mastodon Building coming up Sunday. That'll be happening from 1 until 3. The building is open Sunday afternoons, the first Sunday of each month, now through September. There's Johnny Cash.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Oh, get going. St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught to weeping willow how to cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
It's early. It's local. It's strong. Just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show. Only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Memorial Day isn't just a long weekend. It's a day to reflect on the brave souls who gave everything for our country. Sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart and Hillsboro Equipment, honoring courage, sacrifice, and freedom.
There are names on barns and brands on gates that go back generations here, and the farmers behind those names carry that legacy with care. They grease the fittings, check the PTO guards, and teach their kids how to work the land and how to respect the equipment. That blend of tradition and caution helps ensure Southern Wisconsin agriculture keeps on thriving. This message in support of farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
E.T. Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At E.T. Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. A 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalars at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's E.T. Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a fairly quiet day shaping up around here today, and temperatures a bit warmer than yesterday as some sun peaks out here and there. So get out there and enjoy that. Warmer conditions tomorrow, but also a cold front sliding in late in the day might spark a few spotty showers and thunderstorms. They would be brief in nature, but we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Over the weekend, more nice early summer type weather in the offing. Just a few weak disturbances around to produce a stray shower chance here or there. Early next week will be the warmest of the period with gusty south winds out ahead of a front tracking in from the northern plains. This should boost our temperatures up into the 80s and a little more humidity as well again. Definitely making it feel summer-like. Now, there could be some organized thunderstorms rumbling through Tuesday afternoon into early Wednesday. Some of those could get on the heavier side with some downpours and gusty winds, so stay tuned for updates. Otherwise, for today, patchy fog early. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. High near 70. Variable wind becoming west-northwest up to 5. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low at 50 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer. 30% chance of a couple of showers or thunderstorms toward evening, especially northeast areas. High temperature near 80. Northwest wind 10 to 20. Friday night, any showers ending early, then clearing, low at 53. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and mild. Slight chance of a shower in the afternoon far west with a high of 77. Northwest wind between 5 and 10. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer with an isolated shower or storm possible for the afternoon. Low 51, high 81. Monday, summer-like with a good amount of sun, high 86. Tuesday, humid with showers and storms by afternoon, high 85. Wednesday, rain in the morning, high about 78. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your
46 degrees currently. Looking at some other stats, yesterday it was 59, and we picked up 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high, 91 in the year of 2018. Record low, 28 in 1965. Last year's high was 71, and the low, 46. Sunset will occur at 8:32 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:25 for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 30.07. No precipitation today. The fog has pretty well lifted. It's still a bit hazy out there today. We're up 2 from the overnight low. It is 46.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. A news update at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services. And also Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal court has blocked most of the tariffs that President Trump imposed under an emergency powers law, the three-judge Court of International Trade.